Wednesday afternoon. It's Chaf Hei Kislev, the first day of Hanukkah. It's December 17th. And we're going to call this the first shiur of Shaar Avodas Elokim for Wednesdays 5775. First shiur. The last shiur we're going to call last shiur of Shaar HaBitachon, and this we're going to call the first shiur of Shaar Avodas Elokim, and I'm going to start from the beginning again, and this will be shiur number one. Wednesday, Chaf Hei Kislev, December 17th. Wednesday afternoon. Okay, if you're keeping a log, we're going to call today the first shiur in Shaar Avodas Elokim, and we'll call the last shiur, last Wednesday, the last shiur in Shaar HaBitachon. So Shaar Avodas Elokim, Chaim Salava says in his title page for this shiur, is why a person is obligated to serve Hashem. What is the nature of that obligation, which we'll be learning about? Very, very, very meaningful shiur in the sense that it really tells us how to do mitzvahs and how to conceptualize our mitzvahs, how to connect to Hashem when we're doing our mitzvahs. Not just, he's not happy to have us if we robotically do the will of Hashem. No, we'd be happy with that. You know, halavai, I would robotically do the will of Hashem and not violate it. We'd be pretty happy with that, but he's not happy with that. He wants it to be meaningful to us, which is very modern approach, you know, that we have to connect. We don't have to know the why, maybe, but we have to understand. We have to do the mitzvah anyway. He makes very clear countless times. But you want to make it meaningful to a person. You know, why does not drinking a glass of milk after eating a hot dog sandwich, why does that make me a better Jew? Is there a reason it makes me a better Jew? Is it just because I'm listening to Hashem? Like why does Hashem care? And et cetera, et cetera. Like, that's what the shiur is about. The psicha of the shiur, the introduction to the shiur, is why are we obligated to listen to Hashem? What's the nature of that obligation? Now, if a kid would ask that, they'd be thrown out of the school so fast that they wouldn't know what hit them. Parents would be called down and saying, get your kid out of our school. But the Chavis Halavis obviously was not in school, so he didn't have to worry about getting thrown out. So he asks, it's an applied question. I mean, it's in the title page of the shiur. Let's see if they printed it here. No, I don't. They left off the title page in this translation. It's here. Here. Madua ve'eich chayev ha'odom lekabel al atzmo sabodos ha'lakim. Why and in what way does a person have to take on himself or herself the obligation to serve Hashem? What do I mean to serve Hashem? Hashem doesn't need anything. So what does it mean to serve Him? In general, what we're going to learn in the Psicha, and this is, Chavis Lovis is famous for this, and, you know, you have to be careful not just, you're not taking a test here, and it's going to be a question on the test, so, oh, I know what the Chavis Lovis says. You have to be grateful, you have to show gratitude. Gratitude is something that's Chavis Lovis, it's something in your heart. You know when you feel grateful to someone, and you know when you don't feel grateful to someone. It's a hergish, it's an emotion, it's in your heart. Say, okay, I'm grateful to Hashem because He gave me a nose and I'm able to smell. You know, but are you really? It's an avoda. Are you really? Because to do that and to mean it and to feel grateful, not to say you're grateful, like you tell your kid, say thank you to Aunt Selma for the beautiful shirt she bought you. Thank you, Aunt Selma. You know, but the kid doesn't feel grateful. You know, if she bought him a toy train, feel grateful. So we have to feel grateful. And now to feel grateful, we have to understand that we're not entitled to a nose. We're not entitled to it. We have to understand that Hashem created everything in the world. Everything is the will of Hashem. There would be nothingness which we can't even imagine. We can't imagine true nothingness. Everything is the will of Hashem. Everything from gravity to 1 plus 1 equals 2, to all the laws of physics, even the basic laws. Two things can occupy the same space at the same time. The law of identity, you know, black is black and white is white, can't be white and black at the same time. That's not really true. It's not true. Hashem created that. And sometimes Hashem decides to override that. And you have the Aron Kodesh and the Kachi Kadashim measured 2.5 amas across. And it was 5 amas from the wall to the Aron. And the Aron was 2.5 amas. And then 5 amas to the Aron on the other side. So 5 plus 2.5 plus 5, and it equaled 10. If you measured the room with a tape measure from wall to wall, you got 10 amas. Chazal called that Mokom Aron Einam Min Hamida. It took up no space. Yeah. This is all part of Hashem's natural Teva creation, the laws of physics and space and time. And it's just not Mokom Aron Einam Min Hamida. If you say Pirkei Avos, it says Omdim Tzfufim U'Mishtachavim Revachim. They stood like this, like sardines in a can. And when they bow down to say Vidui, Eretz Yisrael, it's called Eretz HaTzvi, right? People can come here and they'll fit. So the laws of nature are not inviolate, Chas V'Shalom, and they meaning they are. Hashem could overrule them, and the Mitzrayim could drink blood, and the Jews could drink water, and they're drinking the exact same thing. And the Maral explained, it's not like by magic, it was the same substance, but it's the law of identity. It was blood and water. It was a stick and a snake. It was already in the Maral. Sifrei Chabad explained the Nes of Hanukkah, because the problem is, you know, everybody tries to figure out what the Nes exactly was. So in Sifrei Chabad, it's brought down that, I'm not sure exactly who said it, but the point is made that you don't create light only through combustion, through the thing being destroyed. It's the destruction of the oil. It's the oil that's used up. That's what creates the light. Otherwise, you don't have light. But the oil didn't get destroyed, which means it was destroyed and not destroyed at the same time. Like saying it was a stick and a snake at the same time. Like saying it was blood and water at the same time. Now, the blood and water and stick and snake is the Maral. Or when he talks about the sun standing still for Yehoshua. The sun stood still for Yeshua and didn't stand still for the rest of the world. Well, what do you mean? It's impossible. Well, it's not impossible. It's impossible for us to comprehend and to visualize and to understand, because our minds are in Teva. We only understand things that we can understand. And this is already Hashem. And that's why he's Hashem and we're we. So, Hashem made everything. So he made my nose, and I'm not entitled to have a nose. You have to feel that. So you have, and therefore you're grateful. And that's just the nose, right? And then you have to. So that's what the Chavis Olov is. You have to feel the gratitude, not say you're grateful, not say thank you, Anselma. You have to feel grateful. And it takes work. Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal suggests that every time you say Modim Anachnu Loch in Shmona Esrei, think of another thing to think about. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm married. Thank you, Hashem, that I have children. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm living in Eretz Yisrael. Thank you, Hashem, for my spleen. Thank you, Hashem, for my liver. Thank you, Hashem, for making me Jewish. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us the Torah. Just pick one thing every time you say Modim Anachnu Loch and think about that thing. And, you know, and there's something very wrong with you if you run out of things, because it's literally limitless. So, and you will feel grateful. Chavis Olovus is Machadesh, that's the bait. Well, he's Machadesh. I was about to say the Ramban also says it, and then I have to keep reminding myself that the Chavis Olovus was 200 years before the Ramban. So, Chavis Olovus was maybe the first to say that this is everything. How do you serve Hashem? You know, serve Hashem. Everything is an acknowledgement of gratitude. Everything is Hashem, is a way of saying thank you. And that's what the Ramban says also. Everything's an expression of emunah. Everything's an expression of gratitude. I do what Hashem says because that's the payback he wants. And not just, you know, jump up and down 10 times. He wants me to act a certain way. And that's my way of saying thank you. Someone saves my life. True, really, really. There's nothing I won't do for that person. Imagine if the person created me. That saved my life. Saved my life is okay, but I'm alive, not, you know. He prevented a disaster from happening. But let's say, if I truly have internalized that a certain power created me and gave me life in the first place, right? The Chazalot is going to say later, you know, there's a bum on the bench sleeping, and the king goes by and he takes the bum and he cleans him up and he gives him money and he gives him a life and he sends him through college and he gives him a job and he buys him a house and he gets him a wife. You know, imagine the gratitude that person will feel to the king. But that's nothing compared to what Hashem does for us. Nothing. So we really have to feel grateful, and then serving Hashem is the acknowledgement. This is chiddush. I mean, serving Hashem is the acknowledgement that we're His, that we're in His debt, that we have a debt of gratitude. That's serving Hashem. Hashem doesn't need anything. We serve Him by acknowledging what He did. That's what He wants from us. Now, the irony of the whole shebang is that He doesn't need that either. He's doing that whole thing for our sake, so we could be zoche to call it Olam Haba, call it to bond with Him. The greatest favor Hashem could do for us is to give us opportunities to be aware of Him, because that's what life is all about. That's the Ramban in Chumash at the end of Parshas Bo says very, very explicitly. The purpose of life is to acknowledge the reality of Hashem. That's why Hashem created the world, so that there should be acknowledgement of Him. Did He need that? Chas v'shalom, you know how to say those words. Hashem doesn't need anything. So that's where you pick up the Ramchal, that He did it because of His being a meitiv, to bestow goodness. You can get even more philosophical and say, well, then He did need it, because He needed to be a meitiv. And then we can have that philosophical discussion if Hashem needs to be a meitiv. So we won't go there. That's too heavy for me. Gives me a headache. Because he cares Hashem doesn't need anything. On the other hand, saying He needs to be meitiv might just be a sentence like He needs to exist. So if you're not allowed to say Hashem needs anything, then you're not allowed to say He needs to exist also, which is absurd, right? So He needs to be meitiv might be on the level of saying He needs to exist. So, okay, let's leave that off. So that's the irony. The irony is that if someone saves my life and asks me for a drink of water, it's like, whoa, that's the least I can do. Or if someone gives me room and board for 2 years, buy him a dining room set, it's like the least I can do. Hashem is responsible for everything in my life. Everything. So, and He doesn't need anything. He set up this whole system for my benefit. And in truth, so I have to be grateful for that also. Which is why the Chazal Allah says, you can never really serve Hashem properly, which is a depressing thought. He says you can't, because service of Hashem is saying thank you, and it's like, you know, what's it called when the act of observing something changes its nature? What's that called? That's some physics thing. That's quantum something. There's something that when you observe something, you change its nature just by the act of your observing it. And your husband knows it. What it's called something. It's like modern day physics.
Quantum mechanics?
Yeah, quantum physics, yeah. Yeah, it's quantum something. Okay. So the point, that's why now you can appreciate, the Chavir Abba says we can never really be Zoche Tolam Abba. You're never really doing enough. So you say, oh, because it's real hard, because I have to wake up every morning and daven. No. Because the service of Hashem is saying thank you. You could never catch up because you have to then thank Hashem for giving you an opportunity to say thank you. So you're on a treadmill, which my wife wants me to be. You're on a treadmill, and you can never catch up, because you always have to thank Hashem for that itself. That's the omek of the Chazal saying that we only really get Gan Eden b'chasdei Hashem, with rachamim. There's another way he mentions, but Terachmim, because we could never do enough, because the servant of Hashem is saying thank you. That's what the Chavis HaLovus will say in a later parak in this shar, that if you feel more blessed than other people, so you look around, you see, plenty of people don't have parnosa. I don't have that headache. You're more obligated than someone else. You have to do more. You got through a birth safely. You got to do something. You have something else to thank Hashem for that has to translate into Avodas Hashem. And you can't look at other people. You have to look at yourself. Because Avodas gives a beautiful marshal in this shahr. He says everybody has to give Meiser. He's talking about the real Meiser, a tenth of the crop, right? As a person has one bushel and another person has 10 bushels. So the person with one bushel gives a tenth of a bushel. The person with 10 bushels has to give a bushel. Let's say the person with 10 bushels gives half a bushel. So he gets an Aveira. Oh, what do you mean? He gave a tenth of a bushel. I'm giving a half of a bushel. Like, that's not fair. You have more. And if you have more, it is a concept there. It's not just because the myth is a tenth of this is more than a tenth of that. There's a rationale behind the Torah's din. It's if you have more, you have to give more. At least it's not like America, where the more you have, the bigger percentage you have to give. That the Torah doesn't demand. Like I always thought graduated income tax is very unfair to the rich. It should be graduated the other way, because everybody should give the same amount of money. So what are you asking them for more percentage for? If you made it the same percentage, they would have to give more money. And that's not fair. Why should they give more money? So, because they're paying for services. But then with Hashem, you're saying thank you, so that's why it does make sense. At least the Torah doesn't make a graduated income tax. Everybody has to give a tenth, but you're still giving more. That's the whoa, like, I bet you most people think that there's a graduated income tax so that the rich should give more money. But that's not true. You're soaking them twice. Because they're giving more money if everybody would give the same percentage. You would also give more money. Because they have more. So that's already they're giving more. And that's all the Torah wants. Give more because you have more. So it's 10% across the board, and you give more because you have more. But that's the idea. Because you can't look at anyone else. And this ties into number 30 of Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, which is don't look at other people. It's you and Hashem. If you see most people have one bushel and you have 10 bushels, you have an obligation. And he says the whole basis of Torah is that everybody in the world, I know I'm jumping ahead, but this is the shahr. The whole shahr is based on this psicha. Everybody in the world, goyim, Jews, atheists, over there with the Zohar, everybody has life, everybody has lungs, everybody's breathing. There's a basic common denominator in the good that Hashem bestows among humankind. That's where the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach comes from. That's everybody has to say thank you. So why do the Jews have 613 mitzvahs? Because Hashem said you guys are special and you got the Torah and I am having a special relationship with you. So you're more than just alive. You have a connection to Hashem that non-Jews don't have. So we have to do more. So he gave us the more. Whatever 613 minus 7 is. He gave us the more. Kohanim, they get to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, thank you, Hashem. They have more mitzvahs than a Jew. I mean, that's just, you understand, right? They have more mitzvahs than a Yisrael because they have more to say thank you about. And you go, Levim have more thank you. Kohanim has more thank you. So it's all thank you. That's the basis of what we do. And the Chavis HaLovus, it's so hard. The Chavis HaLovus wants, whenever I listen to Hashem, whether I hear shofar or I make a bracha, see, bracha is really easier because he wants everything to be like a bracha. Let's say a person says, I'm saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shekol Nehiyeh Bedvaro, not because I have to. I mean, I understand that I'm doing it as obedience, but wow, thank you. It's so much more than obedience. I don't want it to be just obedience. I want to say thank you, Hashem, for this apple. And this is the way I say thank you, Baruch Atah Hashem. That's what David HaMelech said, 100 times a day, stop and thank Hashem. At least 100 times a day, stop and thank Hashem. That's what David HaMelech said. So, Because the Lovers wants every mitzvah to be like that. Every mitzvah I'm giving challah. That's the way I'm thanking Hashem for giving me this dough, for giving me food. It's not just benching and making a bracha, which is more direct. Every mitzvah, every obedience to Hashem has, I would say, a subtext. But according to the Chaim HaLovos, it's the main text, not a subtext. The main text is, thank you Hashem. I am doing your will. I'm acknowledging that I'm beholden to you. I'm acknowledging that everything I have is from you. And therefore, I am carrying out your will as a way of showing that I'm your Eved. As a way I'm showing that everything I have is thanks to you. That is the basis of our Avodas Hashem, and that's compelling. Why is it compelling? Because he will show in the Psicha that that's Menschlichkeit. And as I said last week, Menschlichkeit, basic humanity, basic decency. Hashem wired a person that way. It's also from Hashem. He could have made it, you know, he could have created a world in which its decency is to go around killing people, which some people think it is. But he wired a person this way that if someone saves my child's life, there's nothing in the world I won't do for that person. So that we should thank Hashem. See, that's the system. That's why he wired a person with that mentality. But the Lovers will show that that's now how a person is wired. We have a karas hatov to parents, or we're supposed, a decent person will feel grateful for everything someone does for him. And therefore, times it by a billion, and you have an idea of how we're supposed to feel about Hashem. And our avodas Hashem is supposed to reflect that. Okay, that's, in a nutshell, that is what he says. And again, the irony is that it's all for our own good. He needs nothing. Like, what a system. Like, don't you feel grateful? Right? Well, it's like someone gives you something, and then you say thank you, and then he gives you a present because he said thank you. He gives you another present. And like, there's no end, which is the case by Hashem. The more we acknowledge him, the more schar we get, that we're doing something special. We're acknowledging him. And all we're doing is saying thank you for what you've given me in the past. That's why you can't catch up. That's the beauty of the system. That's why it's such a overflow of goodness from Hashem. Like, thank you, Hashem. How can I thank you enough? Because you're letting me say, not everybody in the world knows enough to acknowledge Hashem, to say thank you to him. Wow, what a pity. And I have, because of when I was born, because of the opportunities I was given, don't kid yourself. There but for the grace of God go I is true about everybody, even people that made choices, but they had to be in a certain place, they had to have certain influences in their lives, they had to live in it, they had to meet certain people, they had to become aware of certain things. So who sent all those messages? Hashem sent all the messages. Even if someone's about tshuva or more, like did the work, but Hashem sent you to the right places. So you'll get schar for picking up on the messages, because not everybody picks up on the messages. But you have to thank Hashem. You have to thank Hashem that was... we don't think of thanking Hashem that we were born in a century, in a decade, where we could live in Eretz Yisrael and still have Cheerios. I mean, come on. Like, you know what? You know how short ago it was in history that people went crazy to come to Eretz Yisrael and like, you know, they considered themselves lucky if they got buried here. And we could just move here and like, really, I was born in this tkufa in history. Like, what? Now, it demands, that's what we're gonna learn. That it puts a greater, if someone saves your arm from being chopped off, there's no end to your gratitude. But then if the person saves your life, so it times it by a billion, right? You take my life. If someone gives you life. Okay. I know I'm getting carried away. I'm trying to convince myself so that I should do it. I don't care about you ladies. I want to try to do it. I want to read you something from Shar HaBechina, look up at Chanukah, and just in case I might run out of time. And then we didn't learn anything yet, I know. I'm sorry. Please don't complain to the boss. But I want to read you from Shaar HaBechina. Shaar HaBechina is the Shaar Perikei especially, where he goes through all the disciplines. What he's going to say now in his first sentence is that you've learned Shaar HaYichud, so you know that everything is attributed to Hashem. There is nothing that exists. Your nose, your digestive system, gravity, the sun, the moon, the stars, the tides, water, where you live, your history, your friends, everything is Hashem. You've learned that in Shaar HaYichud. In Shaar HaBechina, which was the second Shaar, you've learned how to become aware of this massive list of what Hashem does for us. And there's no end. How a fetus survives the birth process, digestion, and biology is so limited. The sun, the beauty of a sunset, color, taste, flowers, trees, smell, there's no end. Gravity, you know, sanity, there's no end. Memory, this is all. And it's so amazing, again, when you think that it was written over 1,000 years ago, and the extent of the Chavis HaMavavus is scientific knowledge, because he goes through 7 disciplines of science, or okay, history also, and was a tipa shebiyam of what every child can find out now just by clicking, 2 clicks, you know, how does the eye work? There's no end. You think the Chavis HaMavavus talks about the eye, like, but he couldn't have said, well, it's like an amazing camera. He couldn't have used those words. What's a camera? Right? And I say, oh, I wish I had a camera on me. I want to take a picture of that. Oh, I do. I have my phone. Wasn't so long ago where they would lock a person up in an insane asylum for saying such a sentence. Let me take a picture of that. I have my phone on me. So I'm going to read you from that at the end of Shaar Perikei of Shaar HaBechina. He says as follows. So Shaar HaBechina is the training ground where you will then, you have to be a monster to not be grateful after you learn Shaar HaBechina. And you learn to take a walk in the street and say, there's no end. And that's why it's good to be mechaber when you say nishmas, right? And anachnu maspikim lahodos l'cha Hashem alokeinu v'lokei avoseinu alachas mei olaf elaf alfei alofim. It's not an exaggeration, it's an understatement. Everything you do is like, thank you Hashem, I could walk. And if you have problems with that, Chavis HaLavavus says in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, go to a hospital and look at the list of things in the lobby of what floor you go to for every kind of imaginable disease, and there's people who walking around with a colostomy bag, and there are people who have this machla, and there are people who can't breathe properly, you know, and then, wow! And that's what Chavis HaLavavus says to do in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. Look at the tragedies of other people. Look at the sicknesses. So you're like, that's kind of warped thinking. No, it's not. It's Chas V'Shalom. It's just a trick to make you aware, because people are not aware of what they have till they see someone in the street who has 2 stumps for legs, and he's on a wheelchair. So then you say, wow, Hamechim Mitzadei Gover, you know. You see someone blind. Go to a blind museum. There should be a blind museum and paraplegic museum and a no gravity museum and an insane museum. Everybody would wake up and say Bichas HaShachar with Kavona. And that's just Bichas HaShachar. You know, wow, you know what? Okay, so that's Shaar HaBechina. So at the end of Perikei, where he goes through as many disciplines, he says, I'm going to give you 7 disciplines to study and to thank Hashem for. V'agadola shebetovos, I'm reading it from Shaar HaBechina. The greatest of all benefits, after everything, after your spleen and your nose and gravity and sanity and everything, Shehete by Maborim La'odam, the greatest of all tovos, is the end of Perikei. A Torah Hanasuna is the Torah. 2 things. The Torah, because the Chavis HaLavavus wants us to do Shaar HaBechina for 2 reasons. Shaar HaBechina is a bridge between Shaar HaYichud and Shaar Avodas Elokim. Shaar HaBechina lets us peer at Hashem. You see a flower, you're looking at Hashem. If you, the more you understand what a flower is, and you could fill a library with books about the simplest flower, the parts of a flower, how it works, how it grows, why it has color, what a bee does with a flower. It's like, there's no end. You see Hashem. That's one end of the bridge. At the other end of the bridge is Shara. So you see Hashem. He says, Shara Yichud, I have an admission to make, so the Chavis HaLavis. Like, really too complicated for most people. You get a headache from it. You want to see Hashem, you can really skip Shara Yichud, he sort of says, because it's not for everybody. Shara Yichud is the philosophical proofs of Hashem's existence. Go outside, look at a flower. You want proof of Hashem's existence? Go look at a flower. Go look at an apple. Why does an apple turn red when it's ripe and it's ready to eat? Like, it's like an invitation to eat it. Yeah? Why does something smell spoiled when it's spoiled? Like, you should wait till your stomach gets sick for eating something spoiled. Hashem gave us a gift. Chazavoda says that's why the nose protrudes from the mouth, because they didn't have refrigeration. So it's like my wife. Before you eat something, you always smell it. I can't stand when she does that, but she does it. But the Chazavoda says to do it. He says that's why your nose protrudes beyond your mouth, so that you should smell something before you eat it. Make sure it's not spoiled. Anyway, you want to see Hashem. That's what he says. So it's like a pseudo Shar HaYichud, because you see Hashem without all of those fancy proofs, and it makes you feel grateful. That's the bridge between Shar HaYichud and Shar Avodas Elokim is Shar HaBechina. The greatest of all tovos, and the tova is that I see Hashem, I'm aware of Hashem, is, and he puts the following together in one sentence. It's amazing. The Torah he gave us, you see Hashem when you see the beauty of the Torah, the wisdom of the Torah, the fairness of the Torah, the completeness of the Torah, the wholesomeness of the Torah. The heiros also sal yodo, and miracles. When you see a miracle, and it's done publicly, right, in front of millions of people, you see a miracle, you say, wow, that's Hashem. That's Hashem. That's the greatest of all. So he compares the Torah, and this is beautiful because that's what the Ramban says, that's the purpose of the whole Torah, right? You want to see Hashem. So when we thank Hashem on Hanukkah, this is what I wanted to say today, Chavis HaLavis says, the greatest of all tovos, and I am translating, the greatest of all awarenesses of Hashem is the Torah and miracles. That's what he says. So that's the most powerful. Even more powerful than understanding what a flower is. Women don't have to learn Torah, so maybe they don't access this way, so you'll continue to look at flowers. Maybe women have to learn some Torah because they have to learn the halachas, so. But miracles, that's what he says. It's a gift. Miracles is a gift because it's an opportunity to not get bogged down by habit. Because every day the sun rises, so I lose appreciation for it. And I swallow and I chew and I did gastric juices and the taste buds. You just get used to things. So miracles and Torah is, B'shanos ha-menhogim v'atvoyim v'eros ha-molsim ha-noroim k'dei l'hamin b'boreis baruch u'b'novi. This Hanukkah should strengthen our emunah. The miracle. A miracle, so we see it's not ragil. And again, according to Kabbat, it's a miracle. It's not just a miracle like you say, okay, Hashem made a miracle, like a fly to the moon. So it's something my mind could conceive of. It could be it's impossible, really, but at least I can close my eyes and imagine I fly to the moon. But I can't imagine that the oil is here and not here at the same time. And for it to burn, it has to not be here. It has to have been consumed. But if it goes for 8 days, it means it is here. So it has to be here and not here at the same time. That I can't even understand, but it certainly shows me a side of Hashem that makes me realize what we're talking about here. It makes me realize that there exists the creator of of the laws of physics, of what we consider the most basic laws of physics. We worship Avodah Zarah, meaning if we think that 5 plus 2 and a half plus 5 has to equal 12 and a half, it has to. It's not true. It doesn't have to. You see, it didn't in the Beis Mikdash. If you measured that, it was 5. If you measured that, it was 2 and a half. If you measured that, it was 5. And if you measured wall to wall, you got 10. So it doesn't have to. Hashem created everything. Hashem created logic. Hashem created logic. So we thank Hashem that He makes miracles, because it wakes us up and it gives us a chance to see Him. So after Hanukkah sof kol nisim, talking about nisim gluyim now, nisim that you could see and you don't have to think. So it's a no-brainer, it's called. So we thank Hashem for that. That's the Chacham Golovin says the greatest gift of all is. But what, like, how do you put together Torah? Because the gift is to see Hashem, to be aware of Hashem, to be cognizant of Hashem. That's the gift. So that's a gift, and the gift is with miracles. That's the gift, and that's what we should. Hanukkah, Hallel, Vahodos, and it's centered around the Neis Hashemim. So a lot of different ways of explaining that, but if you want to take the Neis Halavos, doesn't talk about Hanukkah. He just talks about miracles. Miracles is a gift from Hashem to see Him. So now when Hanukkah, we're told that the avoda on Hanukkah is lahodos ulahalel. So the mind says either for the nitzachon over the yevonim, which is, great, and the mind says it's for the neis of the oil. But like, I don't know, why do we have to thank Him for that? For because if there wouldn't have been a neis, so they wouldn't have had oil. How can you do? So when you read that Chavis HaLavis, you develop a more sophisticated idea that when you thank Hashem for a miracle, you're thanking Him for the opportunity to see Him. Because that's how the Chavis HaLavis describes miracles at the end of Perikei of Shar HaBechina. An opportunity. We thank Hashem for the gift of miracles, because through that we see Him. That's what he says. And that's a great gift. Okay. We'll continue. Let's learn some text now. I've explained till now. You really, really have to believe that Hashem, Yichud Elokim, means Hashem is all that exists. Everything is a manifestation of His will. The only objective existence, the Rambam says. So, in other words, the only real existence is Hashem. And you have to internalize it. Believe Shalom means. Not that you know what to write down on the test. It means you really, you're holding there, like you've internalized it. It's part of your life. And it's part of your life. Everything is Hashem's will. That just changes your life. It allows you to have bitachon in Hashem. It allows you to handle when people insult you, when people throw their garbage on your property. How do you deal with it? We've talked about it many, many times, why you're allowed to deal with it. But the thing that stops you from going crazy, from doing averus as a response to when someone does something nasty to you, everything that happens is Hashem. So, okay, now Hashem told me I could do this, Hashem told me to respond this way. Hashem didn't tell me to respond by beating up the guy. Hashem didn't tell me to respond by calling him names. He talked Lashon Hara on me. I'm going to talk Lashon Hara on him. I'm going to take Nekama. That's, Hashem doesn't know. And Hashem did it. And He doesn't want you to take Nekama. You want to take a person to Beis Din and demand your money? Hashem allowed you to do that. Hashem is encouraging you to do that. Hashem wants you to do that. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe He doesn't want you to. Maybe He'd be happy if you're Moichel. I don't know, but then you know what you're doing to the next portion of that hires this person. So I encourage people to, if they have the stamina and the strength, because we say every day in Shemona Esrei, Hashiva Shoftayach Kvarishona, right? Hashiva Shoftayach Kvarishona, because anybody that's been involved in any judicial process knows that we need that bracha very much. But I encourage people to do it if they have the strength and stamina, because you're saving the next person. like if you find the predator, if you find an abuser, Chas v'Shalom. So it's, you know, even the good ones, just send them away. But what about the community he's going to? That's not fair. Look what you're doing. You can't just send them away. You can't just do that. You can't just do that. You have to warn the people in that community. You don't have to put out public posters. Or you have to ask a shaila if you could. It's a shaila. It's not posher, but you do have to inform. There's always machers in the community. There's always people like in charge, so to speak, and you have to inform them. You have to inform them to keep an eye on this guy. Okay. So I'm saying, sometimes if you don't take someone to base, then in your mochel, sometimes it's not a good thing. Anyway, getting back to my point is, so you're gonna be able to deal with these things rationally and calmly, and not knee-jerk reactions, no matter how bad a thing was done to you, if you're walking around knowing that everything is Hashem. Everything is from Hashem. Everything happened because Hashem wanted it to happen. Okay, so you have that. And then you've studied the second Shaar, where you have now a list of 8 billion things that Hashem does for you. Bofane bechinas tovos al ha'adam, realizing the good that he does for you. Okay, now we're up to the third Shaar. The Seif is constructed like a building. This is the third floor now. So if I know everything's from Hashem, and I know there's so much good in my life, so what's next? What's next is we have to acknowledge that, and we have to, our obligation to acknowledge it, to say thank you, to acknowledge that He has given it to us. That's the next step. When you've clarified in your mind, when you've become convinced of Shaar 1, and you've become convinced of Shaar 2, so then it's time for Shaar 3. Everything's from Hashem. It's so much good in my life, so much good. Really, everything's good, but that's like a different aspect of the topic, which I don't want to throw you off now. It happens to be true. But it's so much good, so now I have to say thank you. I have to acknowledge it. I can't just like walk away like a kofi tov, not a mensch. Just walk away. Someone saved your life. You walk away without saying thank you. Who kibul avodas Elokim? Because avodas Elokim is going to be explained to be saying thank you, acknowledgement. Everything we do is acknowledgement. In different ways, and we're going to learn the different ways in this Shaar. Because seichel and decency obligates me to acknowledge and to thank and to do something for the person who gave me, the person who let me live in their house for 2 years. Wow, I have to thank them so much. And that's logical, and everybody understands that, and everybody understands you say thank you, everybody understands you acknowledge when someone does you a tova. So imagine how much we have to acknowledge what Hashem does for us. It's only logical. He wants it to be compellingly logical, and your inner self should demand of you that you serve Hashem. Shouldn't be something imposed from the outside with threats or promises of reward. It's me. I have to say thank you. I have to acknowledge that Hashem has given me everything about my existence. Hashem has given me, so I must say thank you. So you want to serve Hashem. Like, it's your way of saying thank you. And we all know that when you want to thank someone for something, which is like a joke compared to what Hashem does for us, we're so grateful when we figure out what to do for them. Or if someone tells us, now we have to thank them for telling us how to thank the person, and we're bursting. This is a human decency, and Hashem wired us that way. We want to acknowledge someone's good, and we want to thank them. We're bursting till we find an outlet in order to say thank you, because we're in their debt. And it's a true feeling. That's how Hashem made a person.